President Trump withdrew on May 8, 2018, from what is known as the Iranian nuclear deal. Our European allies lobbied furiously, urging the U.S. to stay in, while Israel urged the U.S. to withdraw. Secretary Mattis and senior members of the military indicated that they believed Iran was in compliance with the agreement, while the International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors indicated they were likely to buttress the conclusion of the Department of Defense by concluding that Iran is in compliance with the agreement and that their inspectors would spot any attempt to build a weapon. The goal of the agreement, and presumably of Israel, is to take the strongest steps possible to ensure that the Iranians do not develop nuclear weapons. A responsible endgame. Boris Johnson, the British Foreign Secretary, and not himself a bright light of rational thought, was in D.C. prior to May 8th lobbying for the U.S. to stay in the Iranian nuclear deal. Mr. Johnson, in my view, correctly pointed out that this deal is the best option to ensure Iran does not secure a nuclear capability with the fewest disadvantages. The Iranians have indicated that they will negotiate with the Europeans, the Russians, and potentially the Chinese for purposes of maintaining the Iranian nuclear deal. What do those steps actually mean? President Trump's administration intends to impose strict sanctions for the purpose of creating economic hardship for the Iranian government and the Iranian people. There are some indications that the Iranian people are already suffering, as evidenced by the labor unrest, which is widespread both geographically and by business sector. The belief of the Iranian people, at least as reported in the media, is that any new sanctions will have a dramatic negative impact on their lives. This may be what Mr. Trump desired with the hope of regime change. There are rumblings in Iran that a military coup could follow any substantial unrest, so that if the Trump administration is attempting to achieve regime change that would result in a less strident government, that seems a highly unlikely outcome and a poor strategic gamble. If the Iranians are successful in their negotiations with the Europeans, the Russians, and the Chinese, then it is more than likely to have a negative impact on our multinational businesses, will be restricted from trading with the Iranians, while their competitors will be free to do so. This could have the opposite impact anticipated by the administration, in that it would lessen the bite of sanctions by the U.S., create a divide between the U.S. and its allies, causing some of our allies to join with our enemies in a joint effort to keep Iran in check and leave Iran with little, if any, need to negotiate with the U.S. for the better deal Mr. Trump hopes to achieve. Iran is not isolated in the same way as North Korea, which has only one ally, China. The great danger with the Trump administration is that it will go back to the game of who has the bigger button with a country that is much better positioned to withstand Mr. Trump's pressure. Military options are very limited. As I recall very clearly the discussions that went on while the Obama administration negotiated the Iranian nuclear deal, with the only real option being the bunker buster bomb, which many in the military felt would not destroy the Iranian nuclear capability, although they felt it might disrupt it for a period of time, but only pushing it back months, not years or decades. Will we consider additional air raids or missile strikes, a ground invasion? None of these have the likelihood of success in the sense that it will eliminate or destroy Iran's nuclear capability. Unfortunately, the likely outcome is that sanctions will at best force a regime change, but to a more militaristic and conservative regime, not one moving towards democracy. The other alternative is that Iran reaches agreement with Europe, China, and Russia, leaving the U.S. in its own Cold War, having lost yet again prestige in the world and any semblance of the ability to resolve difficult and complex problems.